Observe him again pulling back, using devaluation and earlier corrections, even though he has already said many similar things. I wish you could tolerate a bit of my foolishness. And again, don't consider me foolish. If you do, accept me as foolish anyway. What I say, I don't say as the Lord would, but as a fool would. Since many like to boast in worldly things, I'll boast as well. And here again, whatever anyone dares to boast of, I'm speaking foolishly. I also dare. Making any grand statements about oneself is deemed by him as both audacity and foolishness, especially when there was a necessity teaching us to avoid this sort of behavior. Because after all, after we have done everything, we should consider ourselves unprofitable. Anyone who boasts and exalts himself without reason is undeserving of forgiveness. Therefore, the Pharisee ended up like he did, suffering a disastrous fate even in a safe harbor because he ran into this problem. Therefore, even though Paul sees a pressing need for it, he hesitates, continuously noting that this kind of talk is a sign of foolishness. And then finally, he risks it, using the excuse of necessity, and says,